My father gave me some good advice. He was a godly man and a very wise man. He told me, read from the Proverbs every day. It will be good for you, my son. He was right, for I saw myself in the Proverbs, both in the fool and in the one who looks for wisdom. I like what it says in Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1. My son, if you will receive my words and hide your commandments in your heart, so that you incline your ear unto wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry after knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then shall you understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He lays up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a shield to them that walk uprightly. He keeps the path of judgment and preserves the way of his saints. Then shall you understand righteousness and judgment and what is right in every good thing. The Lord blessed me with a great curiosity about his word. I continually want to learn from the scriptures. I made sort of a covenant with God, and that is this: if you will teach me things out of your word, out of the scriptures, I won't hide them from anybody. I won't keep it within myself. I'll let it out. I will tell everybody who wants to hear what you teach me. I guess maybe it may be sort of a know-it-all at times, and I'm sorry for that, but it is what I promise the Lord, to tell everyone everything that he has taught me. And if you will seek out wisdom from God, if you will receive this word, and like the proverb says, incline your ear unto wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, cry out after knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding. If you seek that like you would seek money and search for wisdom as for some sort of treasure, then you'll begin to understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. James says, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives liberally without finding reproach for anyone who asks. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you that you have given me wisdom. I don't claim to have found that for myself. I don't claim to have discovered anything. It is you who gives. And without you, there is no wisdom. There is no knowledge. For all truth comes from above, from you, O Lord, and is manifested in Jesus Christ. Thank you, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.